Like so many people.
You might believe that it's just not possible for you to tone your arms. This is just who you are, and there's no changing that. This is false. You are 100% capable of changing your arms, but first, you have to believe it's possible. Today, we're going to learn how to start developing that belief in your ability to change.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 42. You guys, I absolutely love hosting this podcast where I believe we're redefining what it means to tone your arms and transform your life. So if you're a woman who's ready to embrace change and build not just strength, but the mental tools to thrive in every area of your life, listen, you are in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into one of the most important topics when it comes to transformation, believing in your ability to change. Because here's the thing, toning your arms isn't just about aesthetics or lifting weights. It's about developing the confidence, the discipline, and the mindset to say, I can. Think of it like learning to ride a bike. At first, it feels wobbly, it feels awkward, and a little bit uncertain. But as you practice, that balance becomes second nature. And suddenly, you're not just riding a bike, you're feeling free, empowered, and unstoppable. That shift, it can ripple out into everything you do, from how you show up for your family, to how you tackle your goals, to how you feel about yourself every single day. Let's get into it. I want to start with a powerful idea, giving yourself the gift of a new thought. A lot of people come to me and ask, do you really think I can change at my age? Do you really think I can tone my arms, feel strong, and finally feel good about my body? My answer is always this: yes, you can. It doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, or how many times you've tried. Change is always possible. Let me share a story that maybe some of you can relate to. I once worked with a woman who had spent years telling herself, this is just how I'm built. Strong, toned arms. That's for other women, not me. Her belief was reinforced by decades of messaging that told her that women over 50 couldn't transform their bodies, that by a certain age, it's all downhill. Even her friends would say things like, why bother? Just accept it and focus on other things. But she didn't want to accept it. Deep down, she felt a spark of possibility, even though society and probably her inner critic kept trying to snuff it out. She made the bold decision to give herself the gift of a new thought. What if they're wrong? That single shift sparked a domino effect. She didn't just start working on her arms. She started working on her mindset, questioning every limiting belief she had about her age, her body, and her potential. Now, here's the part that made people uncomfortable. As she started transforming, both physically and mentally, those same friends who told her it was impossible began to feel uneasy. Instead of celebrating her success, they said things like, you're obsessed, or why do you care so much about your arms? But the truth was, it wasn't about the arms. It was about proving to herself that she was capable of change. That's the point I want you to take away. Yes, this idea makes people uncomfortable. Yes, it challenges deeply ingrained beliefs. But the real discomfort isn't about you changing.
It's about others confronting their own limiting beliefs. Here's my response to anyone who questions it. I believe that everyone has the ability to change if they're given the right tools, if they understand how their mind works and how habits are formed, if they learn to connect the dots between their feelings, their thoughts, their feelings, and actions, they can interrupt old patterns and create new ones. But here's the catch. No one teaches us this. Instead, society throws rules at us. Eat this, don't eat that. Do this exercise, avoid that one. When we fail, we're left drowning in shame. But shame isn't the answer. Tools are, and it starts with one essential tool: believing in your ability to change. If you're here listening to this podcast, chances are you felt stuck before. Maybe you've looked in the mirror and thought, I'll never have toned arms, or this is just how I am, too old, too set in my ways, too far gone to make a change. Let me tell you, I understand how those thoughts feel. They don't just feel real, they feel like the truth. But here's the controversial reality. Those thoughts are optional. Did you know that? Those thoughts are optional. They're not facts. They're just sentences your brain has practiced so often that they've become your default belief. Now, here's where things get uncomfortable. What if you've been living your entire life under the weight of those thoughts? And they're not even true. What if the idea that this is just how I am is nothing more than a story you've been telling yourself? Imagine how different your life could be if you rewrote that story. Instead of saying, I'll never have toned arms, you said, I'm learning to get stronger every day. Instead of saying, this is just who I am, you say, this is who I'm becoming. I get it. This can feel almost blasphemous in a world that encourages us to settle, to accept limitations as unchangeable truths. Think about it. What if you've been sabotaging yourself, not because you're weak, but because you believed a narrative that never served you in the first place? What if in the same mindset, holding you back from picking up a dumbbell is the one stopping you from speaking up at work, taking a risk on a dream, or setting boundaries in your relationships? Here's the hard truth. Changing your thoughts about your arms can change how you see yourself in every part of your life. It's not just about biceps and triceps. It's about reshaping the identity you've been living with for decades. It's about learning to say, I can, even when everything in your past tells you I can't. Yes, some people won't like this. They'll tell you it's not that simple, or you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. Let me challenge you. What's more disappointing? Believing you can change and trying, or staying stuck in the same story that's kept you small? Because here's what I know. Rewriting those sentences in your mind isn't just possible. It's the only way forward. I'll ask you, what's the story you've been telling yourself about your arms, your body, your potential? And more importantly, are you ready to rewrite it? The answer to that question could transform not just your arms, but your entire life. How do you actually start shifting those thoughts? Let's be honest. This isn't about waking up one morning and shouting, I'm unstoppable, when deep down you don't believe it. That kind of forced positivity can feel hollow and even backfire. Instead, it's about baby steps. It's about creating believable, incremental shifts in your mindset that build momentum over time. let me give you an example. Say you've been stuck in the thought, I'll never be able to stick to a workout routine. Start with something simple, like I'm learning what works for me. Notice how that tiny change removes the finality of never and opens the door to possibility. Or maybe you've been thinking, I'm too old for this. Instead, try, it's never too late to start. These are small shifts, but they're powerful because they meet you where you are and gently guide you to where you want to go. So the key is repetition. Write down your new thoughts. A lot of my clients put them on sticky notes and place them where they see them every day, your bathroom mirror or your fridge or your car dashboard. I like to say them out loud when I wake up or before I start my workout. At first, it might feel strange or even silly, but here's the science. Your brain is like a muscle. The more you practice these new thoughts, the stronger they become until one day they start to feel like just your default. I once worked with a client who couldn't even look at her arms in the mirror without thinking, they're hopeless. That thought had been on repeat for so long, it felt like the truth. We started small, and I asked her to reframe their hopeless with, I'm working on them. Now, at first, she just rolled her eyes. It felt pointless. But every time she looked in the mirror, she would say it. And guess what? A month later, she found herself saying it automatically. She started noticing tiny changes in her arms that she'd never paid attention to before. Those tiny changes fueled her belief, and her belief fueled her actions. Here's another tactic. When a limiting thought pops up, don't just accept it. Challenge it. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? And then flip the script. Okay. What evidence do I have that it's not true? Let me tell you about a woman I worked with who used to say, I've never been athletic, so I'll never be strong. When we unpacked that thought, we realized it came from a single embarrassing moment in high school gym class. And this was decades ago. She'd been carrying that one story with her for years, letting it dictate what she believed about herself. Once she saw that thought and where it came from, it seemed ridiculous to let a teenage memory define her adult self. She started replacing that thought with, I'm building strength my own way. Guess what? She stuck to her routine for the first time in her life. One of the most controversial ideas I'll share is this. You don't need massive goals to make massive change. Instead, focus on micro goals that build confidence and momentum. For example, instead of committing to an hour-long workout 5 days a week, start with 10 to 12 minutes 2 to 3 times a week. Instead of trying to do 15 push-ups in a row, aim for one. Why is this so powerful? Because every time you hit a small goal, you're building evidence for a new belief. I can do this. When you start stacking those wins, the bigger goals don't feel so overwhelming anymore. I'll never forget a client who told me, "I can't even do one push-up. What's the point?" Her first micro goal was to hold a plank for 5 seconds. 5 seconds. It seemed laughable to her at first, but she did it. Then she worked up to 10 seconds, then 20. Within 2 months, she was doing full push-ups for the first time in her life. That's the power of micro goals. They turn I can't into I did. Here's one more tactic that might feel controversial, but is incredibly effective. Visualize your future self. Picture the version of you who has toned arms, who feels strong, who looks in the mirror with pride. What is she doing differently? How does she think about herself? How does she carry herself? This isn't just woo-woo thinking. It's about creating a mental blueprint for where you want to go. Athletes use visualization all the time to prepare for success. Why shouldn't you? Spend 5 minutes each day imagining your future self. The more vividly that you can picture her, the more real she'll feel, and the more motivated you'll be to become her. I know this process works because I've lived it. For years, I believed I wasn't disciplined enough, strong enough, or consistent enough to change. I told myself, this is just who I am. I used every past failure as evidence that I was right. Once I started identifying those thoughts and questioning them, everything shifted. I didn't just tone my arms. I transformed my body and my life. I became a figure competitor in my 40s. Not everyone was supportive. Some people said, "Why are you even bothering at your age?" Others rolled their eyes at my goals. I learned to tune out the noise and focus on my own progress. The more I practiced shifting my thoughts, the more unstoppable I felt, not because I was pretending, but because I was building a foundation of real, undeniable change. I want to give you a practical exercise to try today. Grab a pen and paper and write down your biggest belief about your ability to tone your arms or change your body. Be brutally honest. Don't write what you think you're supposed to believe. Write what you actually believe. Now, ask yourself, is this belief serving me? If it's not, how can I edit it? Maybe instead of "I'm too old to get strong," you write, "I'm discovering how strong I can become." Or instead of "I always fail at this," you write, "I'm learning how to succeed." Remember, this isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Every time you choose a new thought, you're rewiring your brain. You're building the foundation for lasting change. Here's what I want you to take away from today's episode. The only difference between where you are now and where you want to be is your belief in your ability to change. Toning your arms, it's just the beginning. It's a tangible way to prove to yourself that you're capable of growth, strength, and transformation. And once you believe that, there's no limit to what you can do. Start today. Pick up a weight, rewrite a thought, take one step forward, because you have everything you need to succeed. It's just waiting for you to believe in it. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining in. I'll see you all next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.